Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
And then, put your hands together on the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait, the legendary.
The legendary. Kelly
Mizrahi.
Boys, the Queen, we are live back on the air for the extra hour of the show that we wasn't on for earlier. Tayana, are you there with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we're live back on the air for the extra hour because I woke up late, honey, so I gave you girls the extra time that I missed because it was my motherfucking fault, honey. So we have the extra hour going back on. I'm trying to see where is Nicole. Do I have Nicole back on the phone lines as of yet? Where is my sister Nicole? We because the fellas is still calling in from Detroit. Damn. What the fuck, honey? I see what this hour is going to be about, honey. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to let the girls from Detroit just call in and stay, and they can read and say what they have to say, honey. Let me get Nicole up here on this phone line, honey. Hold on. Let me get her up here in the motherfucking place, honey. Let me call her and get her up here. Yes, an extra hour. Yes, it's an extra hour.
I'm Mother East Coast. Your sister, she said
yes.
Please call her. She said please call her.
Okay.
Your sister. Nanishka? Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me get Nanishka up here on this phone line, honey. Hold on, honey. Yes,
I got an anthem for you, Kelly. I got an anthem for you. I'm not going to play it. Hold on.
Yes. Hold on, wait. Let's get in this crowd here.
Okay, don't you carry with that cool ring. I just saw how that mother pin daughters let you have it.
Hello.
You did, Tayana. Am I lying?
Hello.
They said Mother Pendolphin,
what's
she can't
wait.
She's 17.
Nothing. Just waking up.
Mother 007.
Just waking up.
Well, hold on, sister. Hold on. We got a bunch of Detroit trollers, honey. Hold on. 1-3-7-2-1. You're live on the air on the extra hour of the recap show.
Hey.
Hey,
what's going on? Hi, from Detroit.
Hello. Hey, Tony.
Hey.
Can you hear me? This is Chanel.
Hey, Chanel.
Hey, what's up,
Tony?
Hey, everybody.
What's
up,
how you doing? How do you feel about
I
what happened
up.
In Detroit?
I mean, I feel like Tony can't be sure.
You said, what did she say?
She said she felt like
Hello?
Kelly came and shook the building.
Oh, well, see, Kelly, you do have people that said you came and shook the building. Get them girls on this fucking phone right now. They tell them to get up here.
Baby, they out there, on the phone lines.
If y'all think that somebody finally did something right, come up in the building.
Yeah, and I live. We need that more often. I feel like everything.
Oh, shit.
Also,
yes, here she goes. Yes.
And while we're on the subject of the realness category, I think y'all should tell the difference between a butch queen up in drag and a femme queen.
Well, tell us the difference because, baby, everything that came up on about five of them looked like butch queen up in drags.
Oh, shit.
So tell us the difference. I want to know the difference. I really don't want to know the difference.
Me too. That's what I'm asking.
Because, baby,
like
I don't know about Detroit.
Listen, that is Detroit. That's the city of Motown, okay? I'm saying I used to work back there. Don't do it.
Baby, ain't no one's motherfucking bitch is going platinum.
And you know what? Ford was created there too, bitch. Okay, damn, that's the industrial city, bitch. No, you're Detroit.
Well, baby, honey.
Maybe the hormones are not right.
It's the home of the Motor City,
and that's where GM and Ford is at, Miss Thing. And those bitches look like trucks.
Oh, shit.
I got to put a little
Thank you, caller, for definitely calling in. We got another Detroit caller. And that
Detroit
caller is 313-556. You're live on the air on the recap show.
How you doing, Kelly? This is Jasmine Dior. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm doing good. So I'm going to call you because I am a lady. So since you claim to be a lady, let's do this like this. You say you have a problem with me. I don't have a problem with you. But the unnecessary calling of everybody trying to read everybody, baby, come on. You're 38.
Oh, shit.
You get what I'm saying? I'm 40. You can't read everybody because you say everybody's trucks. Okay, we think some bitches from New York, some of y'all are road houses.
Oh, shit.
So we're going to get a group of you called us the Detroit Lions. Listen, Kelly, you called us the Detroit Lions. We called you the New York Bear. Everybody here, baby, in every city, there's a bunch of ugly ducklings, and in every city, there's a bunch of beauties. Keep it right, tell the story right, and it's all fair. Love and war, no hate, baby. See, I ain't got time to be hating with you, and I ain't got time to be reading. I want to tell you, tell the truth. Yeah, you had some inconvenience with some girls that you have not thought was pretty, and some other girls thought you wasn't pretty either. Everyone has an opinion, like an asshole.
And
you're obsessed with your. I got a problem. Wasn't bothered in these 50 bitches to jump around me. And guess what? If you thought that you wanted to do something, you had me there. I had you there. It was nothing. It was never. It was nothing but an opportunity. Now, let's not get back to being at home and want to get so much. Let's just keep it real. What happened happened. It is what it is.
The same thing I'm giving on this phone line is the same thing I gave at the ball. The same thing I gave on this phone line is the same thing I gave last night.
What? Because you didn't give too much. Watch YouTube. You didn't give much. Everybody hates you, bully bitch.
Okay, everybody gets everybody has an opinion just like everybody has an asshole. And the same million people that hate me, bitch, I got a thousand more that love me.
And you don't walk through the streets of nothing, cause you ain't nobody's woman, and nobody gonna believe you. Nobody's woman. You set a foot, and this you wise and refrigerated appearance from the Chicago Bears, bitch.
Oh shit.
Well, you know what? Let's make it hot. Well, you know what?
Once again, I can't get any phone calls because it is what it is. Everybody gets into a little something, but you want to call everybody and talk about everybody, baby. Get a life.
Let's make it hot. Hold on. Can everybody hear me? You know what? Because this is for the fun, and I'm going to keep it real, Jasmine. And I'm going
to
keep it real. Like, I'm just waking up.
Hold on.
I'm just waking up. Let's just do it ballroom style. Let's pick a state where no one lives at and keep it on the floor.
Let's take it to the street, Kelly.
Oh,
where the city you want to be, where I'll be there. If you want to walk the streets and walk the malls, baby, I'll be there. Let's videotape that.
I'm going to be honest about that. Jasmine, I've been around you, and you've never got clocked. and I've been around Kelly, and she's never got clocked.
I said last night, and like I said to Jasmine last night, I didn't have a problem with Jasmine, honey. My problem was with the other fellow, Miss Thing. Tell the other fellow to take off his makeup. Tell the other fella to take off his makeup and let's walk through any streets that he want to walk through, wash face, and let's see who gets through. Because I don't wear makeup in the daytime. I'm washed face.
Let me say something. This is not to you. This is to the other girl and say she live. Girl, stop kissing ass, be yourself, and be real. Don't get me out of phone because see, at the end of the day, Kelly, you went back to New York, and some of these bitches still got to stay here. They
just
ask
because
they want a brownie point. But they
managed
to
meet
the brownie points at home.
Detroit is not going to change. You know, I've been up there where I've seen the same person that just got off this phone, Jasmine, tear up a venue. You know, because that's what they give in Detroit. You know, you have to go up there because they put you on the panel. You get up there, you just fair, and I feel like that's what you did because I know what Detroit gives. I done been up there on the panel. I done been up there and seen girls on the panel and how Detroit try to, you know, do the out-of-towners. That's just Detroit. I don't think, you know, they're not going to change. And if I was you, I wouldn't even answer no more calls from the 313 because it's just all fuckery. It's the same thing. You're hearing the same stuff. They're coming on here with the same negativity and all this other BS. Detroit is going to be Detroit, and that's that. And you know, if you know the history of Detroit, you probably won't even be on the phone arguing with them, you know, going back and forth and trying to, you know, explain yourself of why you did this and why you did that. Detroit is going to be Detroit. I don't hear Janice, you know, Janice haven't got on here one time and felt like you did, you know, said anything about you doing anything negative at the ball on the panel. So it was some function. So I think all the other sideliners, excuse me, the Detroit Lions, just need to hush.
Oh.
I got her name. They said her name is Asia Khan. And baby, Miss Asia, I want you to take your show on the motherfucking road, bitch, because baby, ain't no shade. I'm a mother of a house, Miss Thing. But, baby, she will give my girls a run, Miss Thing. That bitch is real as fucking rain, Miss Thing, bitch. And it's been a long time overdue, Miss Thing, to see a motherfucking dark-skinned child, Miss Thing, come back out and storm the girl, Miss Thing. Honey, the last young dark-skinned girl, baby, that we had out there was Miss motherfucking Dee Dee, Miss Thing. And, baby, this new young girl mistake is going to be the motherfucking team mistake. When she come into herself mistake, she's going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Kelly.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know I was still on.
Hold on. Let me put you back on hold. Okay. Hold on. We have a bunch of callers now, honey. Hold on.
Is it going to be another hour?
701, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Just listening.
Okay, thank you for just listening. Hold on. 313-739, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Just listening.
Okay, thank you for just listening. The next caller is 313-926, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Kelly?
Yes, you're live on the air.
This is Jasmine again. I'm making comments that some girls want to read Detroit. Tell those girls that was reading Detroit, they were sleeping on Detroit floors when they used to come here.
Put them on hold.
Get them on the phone. Jasmine, where's Jasmine at?
Get him on the phone.
Tell him to go back to Promenade and think. They had good hospitality here.
Jasmine, I'm on 438. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Rudy?
Okay.
You're live on the air. Jasmine, there he goes.
Hi, Booty, this is Jasmine. You know I'm going to keep it real. It's mighty funny, baby. You haven't been here for a few years, but I do remember, just like you remember, good old Promenade, don't you?
I know you haven't been here in a few years.
I'm quite sure you can hear me. But we're going to stop playing.
I can hear you now. It seems like your voice got a little deeper. I can hear you now.
Well, listen,
because you totally got me fucked up. I'm not going to go back and forth. You know I'm not. Well, I said I got on the phone. I said what I said. Kelly, I don't know why you're going back and forth with these people. You know how Detroit is. You know how Detroit is. You don't talk of the story because you didn't like the vote. You didn't like the way things went. That's, y'all are throwing fruit brushes up in there. That's just how Detroit is. That's why nobody really comes to Detroit. The only person that really gets somebody to come, listen to me, and I'm going to let you talk, sweetheart. The only people that will really get people in Detroit for a ball is Sebastian and Jamie. You know, nobody don't come to Detroit because of the history. And you know that, JJ, I've been coming to Detroit for years. I know Detroit. And I'm not bashing Detroit. That's just how Detroit is. They can't take it. We done had to get Miss Dee out because they was trying to kill her because she beat somebody. That's just how Detroit is. You know that. And all this about, I guess you was talking about me when you say coming to Detroit, sleeping in people's house. Yeah, I slept in those people's house, people that was close to me like Kim, like Deshaun. You know, the list was on and on. It was never Jackson because she was close to somebody that I fucked with.
Don't forget Promenade, brother.
Oh. Terminator.
Yeah, Promenade. You know, Bubba Sierra, where your Jenny was at. Yeah. Well, I want to say to this, I'm so tired of everybody giving Detroit a bad name. It's not that Detroit needs to stop doing what they do, Jasmine.
You know that. Look at what they tried to attack us. It wasn't for security.
You said I get to talk, right?
It's not as bad as it seems,
but everybody wants to come and give it, and then when somebody has a for every action, baby, there's a reaction. And if you don't like the action, then don't bring the bullshit. Because everywhere you go, somebody's going to have a reaction. Detroit, Chicago, New York, Atlanta, wherever. We're going to keep it real. It's always Detroit. No. Everybody just want to say, just come and try to think they're going to run over and
hold
when they get to be.
Hold on, Jasmine. You don't really get that.
Booty,
hold on, Jasmine.
Oh,
Booty, hold on, Jasmine. Jasmine, can you hear me?
You said we're going to keep it real. Since we said we're going to keep it real, Jasmine, and we old girls, Jasmine, why did your daughter, Mother Pendarvis, Miss Thang, chop that car child for realness and then had her daughter come through right after for realness, and we're going to keep it real? And that child was real now, Jasmine.
Guess what? Now we're going to keep it real. Because guess what? If you pay attention, Kelly, just like when you were asleep on the panel, I was asleep at the table.
Oh, shit. I wasn't asleep at the panel. I wanted to sleep. My eyes, I closed my eyes because my pillow had kicked in my pussy.
You were asleep just like I was, bitch.
I can't believe he bumped his gums to say that shit.
but I still love my child. He got his, he's entitled to his opinion. But Detroit is Detroit, and they, these new kids, you have to put into their prior perspective. And as far as somebody coming here and chopping some of these girls, we don't, when in Detroit, period, them queens don't walk here. They, we don't have a lot of femme queens that walk the bars here. So I don't know what it was about you that made these girls come out and really want to cut up and clown. But they femme queens don't walk here. So we really don't have too many femme queen categories at our bars here in Detroit because they don't walk here. So that shit that happened last night, it was crazy. It was crazy. Actually was comical, yeah, because they feel like they have no competition, so they don't
hold
walk.
On, hold on, one minute, guys. You got to get Rodney back up on the line. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, dude. Yeah, Detroit is at the building tonight, darling.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Oh, Rodney, you there?
Hello.
Okay, Rodney, you there? Go ahead and finish.
Yeah, I hear. And just Detroit is trying to change on a totally different level, and we're trying to make positive things to get people to come into the city to do stuff. But femme queens don't walk here. And for another femme queen to come to town, they decide they want to walk. Maybe you should come to town more often and maybe they'll walk. But the same shit that goes on here goes on in Chicago, goes on in Atlanta, goes on in New York, and most of them cities, and I could call names, but I won't. Girls get into their cities and ask a girl, I'll give you X amount of dollars not to vote for this girl. And those girlfriends do it all the time. In Chicago, in Atlanta. Hello. We're gonna stop being fake bitches about this. The ballroom scene is really, really political. And once the policy get up out of that political shit stuff, that's when the ballroom scene will go back to being what it is. But right now, it's all about girls won't walk balls no more because it ain't for X amount of dollars because they feel like they too good. Oh, it ain't for cash. I won't walk it. That's the problem with girls now. But as far as the confrontation going on between you and Monica, that shit was hilarious, and it was very much needed, and I thought it was fun up until the point you and Jasmine got into it in the back. I don't know what caused that on, but femme queens don't know how to argue with each other without getting into it with each other because everybody want to holler, boy, I got titties and slapping my ass and doing all this shit. But then let's go back. Let me go back a little bit. Here, I don't know what nobody else feels about. Chanel called and asked about what's the difference between a femme queen and a butch queen in drag. A butch queen in drag can get her ass done. A butch queen in drag can get her face done. A butch queen in drag don't got no titties. That's the difference. A femme queen got the complete package done. Femme queen got titties. A butch queen in drag don't walk around with socks stuffed in their bra thinking they girl just because they dress up every day as a woman. You're not a femme queen. You're still a butch queen in drag. When you become a femme queen, you got titties that's hanging and jangling. Mm-hmm. And I'm through. I love y'all. Put me back on hold.
Oh, shit. Okay, thank you, darling.
Thank you, welcome.
Oh,
okay, we have another caller. My next caller is 78428. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's the father, Camaro Blunt.
What's going on, Camaro Blunt?
What's up to all the beautiful people?
Nothing much, just chilling and relaxing and shit.
All right. I want to talk about, I was in Philly this weekend. I do a lot of traveling, so I definitely want to give a happy belated birthday to Econ Blani. She had a lot of fun, so it was great, you know, saying to see her there. It was great to see some other people. I mean, Tony Revlon, Man Prodigy, Kiana, Greg Evisu, Rico LaPerla, Roy Ebony. It was good to see a lot of people I haven't seen in a long time.
Oh, shit. Hold on, Camaro. Since you said that, honey. Hold on. Oh, you're not there no more? Hold on. Let me see. Wait, hold on. It's Rodney, are you there? No, Rodney's not there. Hold on. Let me get Rodney back on the phone. Camaro, stay right there. Don't go no place, baby, because it's...
Let me give out a few shots while you're doing that, while you're getting him on the line.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to give a shout-out to my son, Black Blonde, $1,000 Thug Runners winner. He was in the building. He did not win. But, Black, my son, you are still, you still was the realest thing in that building that night. I want to give a shout-out to the $1,000 Schoolboy winner, Casanova Blonick, who was in the building. You didn't win, but you definitely still done your thing. Just in the House of Blonick, winning Runway of the House. We also won Executive Realness and all the other years we got at the Philadelphia Awards Ball, like Ball of the Year, Trophy of the Year, you know, Flyer of the Year. It was definitely well-deserved.
Work it out, Blonick. Hold on. I'm trying to get Roddy up back up on the phone. I don't know what happened with his phone.
Going to give a shout out to the icon, Father Jay Blonick. Looked great. Did a great job. Definitely had energy.
Rodney, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I don't know what happened to the phone, honey. Okay. We got Rodney back up on the line. Okay. Well, since, because, you know, I love when y'all call in. I love when y'all call in and y'all mention names because, you know, I'd be forgetting things. What happened with James Caan, the icon James Caan, wanting to smack the shit out of Rico LaPerla? What the fuck?
Well, I was right there in between the two. Well, this is what happened. I was right there, and I'm going to keep it totally real. I can't remember the Caan name. I know him, but
his name is Roger.
Roger, okay, yeah. Roger came out and walked best dress for head to toe overness. Like Tony Revlon said, it's January, it's winter time. You should have on a coat. Rico said it's one chop, not because of your look, but you should have on a coat. Immediately, of course, James Caan was upset. He was not a judge on the panel, but he immediately took a chair from one of the tables and put it right in between me and Man Prodigy and said, I'm judging now because y'all not going to try my house. And he was very upset.
What he did, Kelly, was he took the chair, bitch, and went to the back of the judges' panel and with both of his hands banged on the floor with the chair like, pow, 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 pow. Let's move this over.
Yeah, that is
true. And sat there between Camaro and Tony.
That is true.
He banged the thing and bitch moved. He parted the Red Sea, bitch. They had to move. He wanted to sit on the panel. He sat there all night.
Yeah, he sure did. But you know, I don't think that I never heard him say that he was going to smack Rico or anything like that. I never heard that if that was it. Because one thing, now I know James and I know Rico, and I think that if either one of them really wanted to get to the other one, they would have. So I don't think that was the case in this instance, because I don't think that, well, I already know Rico is not scared of James, and I don't believe James is scared of Rico. So let's put that there. Rico, after so much commotion, Rico did withdraw his chop. And it was also a lot of people on the sidelines, too. This is another thing. I guess I'm a sidebar on this. When stuff like that happens, I don't like when so many people come up to the, you know, saying judges panel. You're not even a father. You're not even, like, a leader in your house. And you're approaching judges, you know, threatening to fight them because they chop somebody. Especially when that chop, you know, say, obviously be deserved. That's not right. You know. And I'm just, you know, saying, because I hope nobody does that to me. So I'm just saying, I don't want nobody to do that to nobody else either. Now, if you're a parent and you got a good question, it's okay to say, you know, why did this happen? But all these kids just walking up, you know, trying to act like they're trying to fight people and all of that, that's tired.
Well, baby, yes, honey. I'm glad y'all mentioned his name because, I mean, I forgot all about it, honey. You know I was in Detroit getting my tea, honey. Well, to everybody out there, it was just posted on Facebook that it was a flyer going around that Alvernian Prestige and Man Prodigy was having a ball, and Man just posted on Facebook that he is not
having the ball April 23rd with Alvernia Prestige. So, girls, please, he is not having that function with him. His name was on the flyer, but he is not having that function. How you doing?
Who the fuck wants ball?
God damn it.
Baby. But I want to thank you for definitely calling me, Camaro. I got a bunch of other callers. Tonight is a hot night, honey. Thank you, Camaro.
Nah, nah, nah.
The next caller we have is 313-898-5 on the air on the recap show.
They're still coming. They're still...
I'm just listening.
313-898, you're live on the air.
I'm just listening.
She said she's just listening.
Okay,
they
thank you for just listening. The next caller is... 404-483, you're live on the air on the recap show.
I'm still asleep.
Okay, thank you for just listening, Booty. I'm still half asleep. Sorry, Booty. I still have sleep, honey. Baby. Beverly, I will be calling
you.
Still
have
to make
from
sleep.
That panel?
Baby, honey, baby. I would sleep, baby. I would sleep for those services, honey, baby. When I tell you, Detroit, if you ain't got a lot of things, let me say, you ain't got no soft film queens, Detroit, but baby, y'all got some hard ass motherfucking pills. Baby, private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show, private caller.
What's up? This is Vengeance 007.
Hey,
Kelly, I was calling because I have heard so much about you, and I have never met you. You know, I'm new to the ballroom scene, so I was calling because I feel like this. If you got to go shake it up, girl, go shake it up, and fuck them jellyface flubber monkey looking ass bitches. Shit. But I was in Philly at the Philly Awards Ball. You know, I went to Philadelphia, have fun. I want to shout out Opie Ebony. That's my father. I want to shout out my brother, Python Ebony. He walked the realness. He didn't win, although he should have. And, girl, fuck them flubber monkeys, Kelly. Mizza, Rahe, Seth.
Thank you, Carla, for definitely calling in at you. And, yes, and to all you girls is out there that
Kelly,
say that,
Kelly.
Saying that the LeBron
Kelly.
Ball is canceled, or the date has been changed, and the location has been changed. Baby, it has not been changed, honey. The commercial is still going to play all this month and all next month until the LaCroix Ball. It has not been changed, honey. North Carolina, they have a big ball. And sometime in March also, the commercial is being played. And anybody out there that wants airtime, Miss Payne, to have your commercial played, Miss Payne, please feel free to hit me up at LegendaryKellyMizrahi@yahoo.com. I am definitely putting the info out there, Miss Payne. And y'all can definitely hit me up and have y'all commercial played on the air, honey, for only 100 sisters. So definitely hit me up and send me all, and I'll hit me up, and I'll tell you all the information that you need to send me, honey. And y'all commercial could be played on the show live. Here, how you doing? Hold on, y'all, before y'all start talking, honey. Let me pay some bills, honey, for this extra hour, honey, because you know this show ain't free, honey.
Models, guest list. Just do your best, darling. La Croix, La Croix, La Croix, darling, you are a fabulous, wonderful individual. And remember, I've known you longer than your daughter.
Champers, all right, for you, Pat. Lovely, sweetie.
Should we finish off the beluga, or should we have some smoked salmon and nibbly things?
Oh, whatever, sweetie.
All right, we'll finish off the beluga.
The House of Christian LaCroix presents A Day in the Life of LaCroix, March 19th. Location, the Skateland of Richmond, 5512 Hall Street, Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Tables on sale for $200. Start time, 12 midnight. Your commentators for the evening, Jack Mizrahi, J. Manolo Blahnik, and Kevin Prodigy. Your DJ, Vaughn Lalore. Pre-show featuring Raquel Lord Balenciaga and Sasha Sanchez Garcon performing. legendary femme queen performance is now $500. All-American runway has been added. Vogue Femme, $100. Butch Queen Teen Realness, $100. Femme Queen Performance, $200. Butch Queen Sex Siren, $100 for each winner. Streetwear, $200. Female Figure Realness, $200. Best Dress Top, $200. Labels, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $500. Legendary Runway, $500. Female Figure Face, $1,000. Best Dress, $1,500. Categories and host hotel information can be found at lavishlacroix.com. The House of Christian Lacroix, bringing you all a ball experience never seen before. Lacroix, sweetie. Lacroix.
Yes, honey, that was the House of LaCroix. God bless you, honey. It lies here, or 10, or 5. You do it, bitch.
Kelly.
But baby, before we get out of here, we got 17 minutes left. I definitely got to talk about the main event last night. Okay? Definitely got to talk about the main event last night. The main event last night was a category that wasn't on the flyer last night, Miss Tang, in Detroit, Miss Tang. But, baby, between myself and Miss Marco, we raised $477, honey, for Femme Queen Performance, Miss Tang. Mother Leomi Mizrahi, legendary Mother Leomi Mizrahi, versus Mother Skidoo Herrera. Grand prize goes to the Rock Socket, what herself, the Wonder Woman Diva herself, Mother Lay Bokai.
Lay
Lay. Lay 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 Lay. If you go on Facebook, Miss Day, y'all can definitely go and see the battle on Facebook at Laomi's page. If you friends with her, y'all can definitely go see the battle at her page, Miss Day. But Jack has a version of it also, Miss Day, that's going to be put out, Miss Day, when he interviewed myself and Marco before the battle happened, Miss Day, and it's going to be out really soon, Miss Day. And it's going to be a key, Miss Day, and I know it's going to get a lot of hits, Miss Day, so I can't wait for it to definitely come out. But it was cute, Miss Tang. I had fun. I thought I had fun. I really enjoyed myself in Detroit. Really. Maybe. But I got to make my phone call after the show is over, honey. Maybe.
Wait a minute. Is Rodney still on here?
Yes, Rodney here.
Yeah, he wanted to say. What was you trying to say, Rodney?
Oh, I'm going to say congratulations to Father Eric Milan on his win for Thug Realness.
Oh, he won. Yes, Father. Yes, my daddy. He won.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, we know that.
But good job.
Daddy.
But good job, Python. That's my nephew. That good job. Good showing.
I don't know about that. I'm talking about the red sweatsuit. Hey, daddy.
That's Eric.
Yes, exactly. But
Nicole, the final battle was Eric and Bubby. That was the final battle.
I'm sorry. I just love the Daddy Milan. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations, Eric. Who tells? I want to say something, but I don't want nobody. Oh, hold on, we got a call. I want to say something, but I don't want nobody to take it as shade, baby. I really don't, honey. But, oh no, the caller hung up. I got something to say, but I really don't want nobody to take it as shade, bitch. But you know,
I'm a thing.
I really do that, though, because, Nicole, you know, I was at, you know, I went to the nomination meeting.
And you shouldn't care either. And say, I can fight. I don't care.
No, because you know why, you know why, you know why, you know why I care with certain things that I say, and certain things that
man
is done. It's because you have relationship and established things with certain people. So I don't want to feel, I don't want nobody to feel that what I'm going to say is shade or anything towards this one particular person. But it's not towards this particular person. It's towards everybody else that votes for the of the year. So, and my statement that I'm going to make is, I don't understand. We sat here in New York City
And it was only like one or two balls in Philly, Miss Day, so it wasn't really no balls like that. So they took all the winners from Philly, and they tallied it from all the other different balls. But what I don't understand, and I wonder why they're taking that shade towards my sister, is my sister, and I love her down, Miss Day. But I don't understand how Mother Kiani Risu has won Mother of the Year, Miss Thing. And I know we have tallied these votes at the New York City Awards Ball, Miss Thing. And I thought I was going to address it after the New York City Awards Ball, but I'm going to address it now, Miss Thing. And, you know, and she hasn't really done anything this year.
I appreciate your realness.
Wait, so you know, but that's just my comment. I don't want nobody to take it as shade, Miss Thing, and I don't want nobody calling my phone, Miss Thing, taking it shade or anything. But that, you know,
the whole New York City is about to press one, Miss Thing, and the House of Ibisu is going to be like, how dare you?
Before they do that, I want to say congratulations to Mook Milan for winning Thug Runner.
I just want to say congratulations to Daddy Milan. That's it. Girl, look at you. Look out.
What are you guys talking about?
The hell? They said Thug Rhythm, bitch. That child, let me shut up.
Look out. She had it again, honey.
y'all are a mess, honey.
Well, Miss Kelly, you was not there in Philadelphia. Maybe if they had saw you, you know, things would have been different. But you know, you paid it, so they paid you.
If I wasn't there,
you did get nominated for Legendary Realness along with everyone else.
I told them at the nominations meeting, honey. Y'all can keep that Big Girl's Face of the Year mistake. Y'all can keep that Big Girl's Runway of the Year mistake. I have seven of those trophies in my living room mistake. I don't want no more mistake. Honey, I'm coming for one thing and one thing only.
I know that's right.
Well, girl,
that's what I'm here for.
So this year will be your first and your last year.
Hold on, and on other notes, Miss Thing, Mother Irie Herrera said that she wants to see me on the back of the runway for Big Girl's Face at the Chicago Awards Ball. But as I was overviewing the category, Sayana, I don't see Big Girl's Face on that category sheet.
You sure?
I was looking at the categories on Wall Street Wednesday. I don't see Big Girl's Face, but she said she wants to see me at the back of the runway. And so I took her up on her challenge last night at the Rumble when she said it on the microphone.
So y'all need to
look at y'all flyer and see if y'all get it. If y'all don't, honey, add her in. She don't even have to be for a trophy or anything. You say it could just be me and her.
I'm looking now.
That's right. Get to see Sayana.
Well, you know what, Kelly, it's not on here, but since you guys want it, I want to give it to you guys.
That's personal
on the side. Doesn't count towards the 5,000.
It doesn't have to count towards the 5,000.
Tayana, even if it did. Between the Milans, the Chanels, the Mizrahis, the
it can't be done, Kool-Aid, because the ball is less than a month away, so it would not be fair that they can do that because it takes a long time to take just pull it together if a girl's really gonna come.
You can add that category
for me and Hunter Battle Tayana, but I'll tell you my other category that off the air, Tayana, and I'm coming to war, so you can make sure that category is first. So I get the point for that firm, and then I'll slay her just to slay her for GP after.
We want it to be a big thing. We want it to be added into the 5,000 and let all the girls get a part of it. What part?
Yeah. Everybody got a big girl in their house.
It's too late, though. I mean, I feel what they said. It is a little bit too late.
The girls are
scared. But Marco and Kelly, Most definitely. And if the other big girls want to see Marco and Kelly at the back of the runway, they can bring it too.
So I want to see all of them. Every house got a big girl in their house.
You know, and I'm gonna call Miss Marco. I'm gonna get her phone number. I'm gonna call her Miss Day, and it could be a personal thing between me and her. And we could do like we did for our daughters last night and add money to it for me, just me and her.
Oh,
yeah, no,
that's
mine as well.
We can do that.
Oh,
yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
Nobody
gonna put no money up, Kelly, just to see you and Marco battle. Stop playing.
No, I said no. I said me and Marco would put the money up.
No.
Because she told me in the lobby of the hotel that she knows she's going to give me. So if she's that confident in this thing, she can take that same $200 she put up for Skittles to walk this thing and put it up for me and her to walk, and I'll put up the same two I put up for Laomi to battle Skittles last night.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Love it.
Honey. We'll be mother versus mother, big girl versus good girl. 267-210. You're live on the air on the Recap Show.
What's up, Kelly? What's up, Rodney, Nicole, Tayana? This is Ice TV Sue.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
See?
Okay.
See? We got another year.
Same other year. Lucky for other year. Marquise for other year. And Kiana for mother other year. And I said a question for you, Kelly. You know, why do you feel you should have got other year over Kiana? When, you know, Kiana has traveled all over. Her house has definitely stepped up in 2010. Why do you feel you deserve over her?
It has a little bit of intent to do with what your house has to do, and it has to do with what you, it's a collaborative, both of the things. And both of the things wasn't collaborated with each other. Yes, the house is up on top, but Kiana's performance in the scene wasn't at the same elevated as the house also. And both of those things weigh into being mother of the year.
Yeah, that is true.
Okay, so you don't feel that, you know, her putting her hard work and time to her house makes her house better?
It's not shade towards Kiana.
It's the people that voted out there.
Because it's a collaboration about your house and your performance. Yes, 80% of Ijisu is here at the top. And the other 20%, Kiana, is down here. But it has to be a balanced out thing with your house and the mother of the year. And Kiana wasn't given that this year. And it speaks for that in the nomination. It speaks for that with the in the package of all the girls and everything.
Okay. I just wanted to know.
But it's no shame to Kiana. That's my sister. I'm talking to the girls out there, the judges, the parents who voted. Because we have this discussion at the meeting in New York City.
Okay.
Okay, we got another caller. Detroit, 313-739. You're live on the air.
I'm just listening.
Okay, thank you for just listening. Okay. Okay, we got five minutes left into the show, bitch. Said, girl, I'm glad I woke up late in this thing, honey, because I had fun tonight, bitch. Even though they gave me a slight little headache, honey. But hold on, before we get out of here, let me pay some bills with North Carolina.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the third annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, March 26th, 2011. Doors open at 3 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 5 p.m. Legend statements and stars begin at 6 p.m. This ball starts on time.
On time.
On time.
On time. Admission, $30 all night. Save $200. Seat 10 with refreshments. The Mooresville National Guard Armory. 720 North Broad Street, Mooresville, North Carolina. Categories include grand prize, Witch Queen sex size, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $1,500. Mini grand prize number 1, Witch Queen Rogue Sen, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Mini grand prize number 2,
open to all foot and eyewear. Two trophies. One cash award of $500. Runway as a house. One trophy, one cash award of $200. Open to all sneaker versus sneaker. One trophy, one cash award of $200. Open to all old way versus new way. Two trophies, one cash award of $100. Female figure, runway. Three trophies, one cash award of $100. Female figure performance, three trophies, one cash award of $150. Female figure space, three trophies, one cash award of $150. Big girl, triple threat, one trophy, one cash award of $200. Female figure realist, two trophies, one cash award, $100 each per trophy, plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen European Runway, three trophies, one cash award of $300. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist, one trophy, one cash award of $300. Butch Queen Face, one trophy, one cash award of $200. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realist, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realist, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus $10 pop. Butch Queen Executive Realist, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus a $10 pot. Butch Queen Thug Realness, one trophy, one cash award of $100 plus a $10 pot. The third annual North Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011.
I'll see you after the function.
You don't ever want it.
Okay, honey, we are back, honey, we are back, we are back, honey, blah, blah, blah.
And I'll see you at the function.
Yes, and I'll see all of you girls at the function, honey. And then, too, we got 1 minute left, so everybody that's on the phone lines one by one, please say goodnight, because we're about to get up out of here, honey.
That's it.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. I'll see everybody on the 12th in L.A.
I'm going to call you in a minute, sister, for my house phone. So, answer the phone.
Me too?
I'm the legendary. I'm going to call you from my house phone.
Okay, sure.
I'm the legendary Aurora East Coast mother of the house of Mizrahi. I love you all for loving me, Miss Thing. And like I tell you, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, whatever state, whatever alleyway, or whatever bathroom that you're in, and you pick somebody up in, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. Please tune in tomorrow for a classic What the Fuck Tuesday with the classic one herself. Ooh, me, honey. Rihanna's going to take us away with a little S&M. Good night.
Nah, 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 come on.